This is Wild About Utah.
Growing up in Smithfield Canyon in northern Utah, I heard birds singing every day. We had the incredible luxury of having a variety of native plants and trees in our yard and the yards of our neighbors. The natural landscape of the canyon makes every yard bird friendly. When my husband Mark and I moved to downtown Logan, we realized we needed to be more intentional about creating a bird-friendly yard. We purchased 3 feeders to attract birds to the yard. We started with a globe feeder filled with black oil sunflower seeds, a sock feeder filled with Niger thistle, and a suet cage. I set up the feeders where I had the best line of sight, where I spent the most time at home. I was really disappointed that the birds weren't coming to my feeders. After a bit of research, I learned that I needed to place the feeders where the birds were most comfortable, near trees, bushes, and flowers, where they can take cover and enjoy food from native plants. Taking note of this, I relocated the feeders near bushes and trees and rearranged the furniture in my home to allow me a better view. Because relocating the feeders took them farther away from my home, I put a small pair of binoculars in the console of our couch so I could grab them quickly if a bird landed at the feeder. Black oil sunflower seeds feed the widest number of birds year-round, including chickadees, finches, pine siskins, and grosbeaks. If you are new to attracting birds to your yard, start with black oil sunflower seeds. Learning to recognize different species by sight and sound is made easier by paying attention to your feeders. If you are lucky, birds will stay at the feeder for 30 seconds, giving you time to study the markings and grab your binoculars for a closer look. The globe feeder with black oil sunflower seeds helped me to learn the difference between a pine siskin and a female finch. A Niger thistle sock or feeder will bring goldfinches to your yard. I love trying to determine the difference between American goldfinches and lesser goldfinches. This task becomes even more challenging when you begin to see differences in males, females, and juveniles. This type of identification is meditative for me and has been an especially important form of self-care through the COVID-19 pandemic. This spring, I added grape jelly feeder to my feeding station. I was working from home and I was on a Zoom call. I happened to look out my window at the jelly feeder and nearly screamed with delight when I saw a yellow warbler enjoying the jelly. I took note of the general time it visited and I took a photo of it at the feeder on the weekend. I use eBird, a website and app, to track my bird sightings in my yard. eBird helps me to know the dates I can expect to see migrating birds. I love to look at the data to see which birds I am seeing most often and the months that I see the most variety. Like many of you, I have been spending more time at home due to the coronavirus pandemic. In mid-May, I looked out the window to see a western tanager, my favorite bird, perched on the top of a hook holding my feeders. Spending more time at home has become an opportunity to take small steps to make my yard more bird-friendly. The birds give me something to look forward to every day, and they are a great reminder for staying present and hopeful for the future. This is Michael Bjorkia, and I am Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible by Bridgerland Audubon Society, working to protect the nature of Utah for people and wildlife. Presenting the 61st Annual Cache Valley Christmas Bird Count, Saturday, December 19th. Watch Circle members can participate from home. Registration information at bridgerlandautobahn.org.